Older Woman by Tony Bagley, starring Martin Clunes and Geraldine James. Episode 1.
Editor now, is he? You are. Listen, mate, this is your last chance. I was your star journalist. Roy Hitchcock isn't going to stay on the job market long. As soon as the opposition realises I'm available... What? What do you mean, restructuring? Look, I'll even do the tide tables. Well, thanks, mate. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Roy, one of your old friends. Oh, I don't think I've ever seen you roused before, love.
That's it. I'm officially unemployed. Barry's not going to reinstate me. And to think I once saved his life.
Did you?
What, sort of? I pulled him out from under a dead cow once.
Scandalous, I say. Why don't you leave some drugs in his potting shed and then ring the police?
Barry, editor of the Herald. His court reports read like fly fishing by J.R. Hartley.
Says in Radio Times Jeremy Paxman likes fly fishing. Fly fishing by J.R. Paxman. Does sound right somehow, does it?
I'm only half a man now, Wynne. A poor, emasculated shadow of my former self. A man without work is like Samson without his hair.
You're not so full of yourself now, are you, Samson, without your hair?
Delilah, is that you?
In fact, you're a bit of a wimp now you're follically challenged.
I knew I shouldn't have let you use that henna pre-wash treatment on me.
Fooled you. It wasn't the henna pre-wash treatment. It was the frequent wash all-in-one shampoo and conditioner for dry or color-treated hair with extract of juniper and chamomile.
Of course. The frequent wash all-in-one shampoo and conditioner.
And it had been tested on animals, too.
It had?
Yes. You. And now, just to taunt you, I shall dance for you.
A pierced nipple, Jane. The boy had a pierced nipple. I can't believe Colin Say allowed this sort of thing to go on.
I wouldn't say he encouraged it.
As if a pit bull on the loose isn't enough for one day. When did they start bringing their pets to school?
Was it urgent, Angela? Only I've got a class in 5 minutes.
I've come across this very curious memo saying you were temporarily suspended at the end of last term.
Oh, that. Bob Organ got an anonymous letter saying I was having an affair with a pupil.
And were you?
No. The person who wrote the letter was having a nervous breakdown. God told him to write it.
The God?
He was editor of the local paper at the time. We clashed at governor's meetings. That's when he took to sending hate letters to his fellow governors.
And the reason for this difference of opinion?
I wasn't too keen on the school going grant maintained. Well, when I say I wasn't keen, I was as happy as being trapped in a lift with an incontinent sales rep.
Well, I can understand staff getting set in their ways. The innate conservatism of the old guard, I suppose.
The old
guard? And let's be honest, Colin Say didn't exactly lead from the front. I think of him as being a bit like the Clifton suspension bridge. Utilitarian, but hardly one of the seven wonders of the world.
Well, actually, he...
My predecessor wasn't a facilitator, Jane. He allowed professional jingoism to sour things.
Professional jingoism?
Grant maintained status presents us with a golden opportunity. The dead hand of bureaucracy presses less heavily upon us now. So, who was the pupil? The pupil you were accused of having an affair with?
Someone called Roy Hitchcock.
And what year is he?
What year? The third year. Yeah, still in the third year.
Many of the contenders for awards haven't met since the last event on their calendar.
Hey, listen to this, Roy. The Natural History Men is a frank, uncompromising expose of the hard-drinking, live-now, pay-later world of the natural history presenter.
Why do you imagine something with Chad Mann and it will cheer me up?
How about this is fly on the wall? We see him as we've never seen him before.
You're forgetting when I know him. I've already seen him as we've never seen him before.
Apparently, he tried to take out an injunction to get the programme stopped.
Mm-hmm. It's the Lord of Jungle. You get it?
Get out of my way, you mincing...
Zion, he's had a few.
Next time, I'll twist them right off.
T- Did you see what he did? Look, he's only honked up down the back of Attenborough's safari suit. That's been all over the world with him, too.
Tell you the truth, Dave, I thought the living world was a load of old marsupial droppings.
He called him Dave, too. Not a good career move, Chadsey.
Oh, I knew he'd take you out of yourself, love.
Why don't I make my own documentary? Sort of video record of my day-to-day life.
To send to Jeremy Beadle, you mean?
Hardly. Send it to Video Diaries.
What, the Video Diaries? BBC Two Video Diaries?
It'll be the searing social document of our age, a visual down and out in London and Paris. It might even get deconstructed by Camille Paglia on Without Walls.
I reckon people ruin their own videos purposely, just to get them on telly.
Think about it. I'm unemployed. My house is falling down. Now, why don't I take this opportunity to record my reflections on my personal disintegration?
But the house isn't going to fall down tonight, is it?
It might be. The builder reckons I've got the wrong kind of roof tiles. They're too heavy, apparently, and that combined with the subsidence...
No, loose roof tiles can get you into a lot of trouble. Look at Ben Hur. He ended up in the galleys because of a loose roof tile.
He's taking his clothes off now.
He's a one, that Chad. Good job. This is going out after the 9 o'clock watershed.
Radio Times have got it right for once. We are seeing Chad like we've never seen him before.
It's me, my friend.
What? Who's... Pavarotti.
The subsidence and the wrong roof tiles make your house unsafe. You need scaffolding, my friend. It troubles me greatly you have scaffolding no longer.
I'm trying to get some shut-eye, actually, Tubbs.
The wrong roof tiles will cause you much unhappiness. Look what happens to Ben Hare. He is sent to galleys because of his loose roof tile. Leave this place, my friend. Do this for Luciano.
Well, that's easier said than done, isn't it? Where am I supposed to go?
Your neighbour. The one you call Wynne. She will be most happy to take you to her bed.
Thanks, but no thanks.
What about your friend on the newspaper?
E? Well, she's involved with a displaced Croat at the moment. I'd feel a bit superfluous to requirements.
Then what of your other friend? Your schoolteacher. Did she not say you could stay in her caravan if your house is repossessed?
That's right. She did.
Now, my friend, would you like me to transmogrify into a beautiful woman and make passionate love to you? For you? I will do this.
I'll pass if you don't mind me.
Okay.
No, never again. That's the last 40 minutes I'm going
to
be in.
What do you want, Chad? I'm just off to work.
Humiliated, exploited and used by a vicious media machine hungry for sensation.
You should have waited till the vicious media machine wasn't looking and then ran starkers through the streets of Bristol.
I believed in that project. It meant something to me. The right of the public to know, to see natural history presenters as they really are.
That's just the problem. They did.
No, listen to this nincompoop. The star of the 40 Minutes documentary, The Natural History Men, turned out to be a comedian. Chad Mann.
What's wrong with that?
He didn't mean I was funny, you dozy tart. Chad Mann has all the finesse of Oliver Reed. He makes the Marquis of Blandford look like Gandhi. I longed for the subtle pastel shades of Sylvania Waters. Critics.
Why?
Where's that racket coming from?
Keating sold his place to a Gestalt therapist. He has sessions with his clients in the garden if the weather's good. What's that?
What?
That.
Oh, it's my overnight bag. I'm opening a supermarket down here tomorrow. I thought I'd kip down here tonight.
You just can't take no for an answer, can you? It's over. Finished.
I know you. It's all part of the ritual. You give me the old heave-ho and then wait for me to come charging back like a black rhino with his dander up.
Do you mind?
It turns you on.
Oh, yeah. About as much as being trapped in a lift with an incontinent... Oh, no.
Poor old Attenborough, eh? I hope those stains come out.
You know, Roy, I just for once like a conversation with my woman without you putting your oar in.
I am not your woman.
By the way, mate, nice little bum.
Be very careful, you oik. I might just have to slap you down again like I did the last time we met.
Sorry, I can't be seen brawling with you. Not after your reviews. I got my reputation to consider.
Right, you've asked for it. This calls for... Hold up. That's a camcorder.
I'm making a video diary. You can be in it if you ask nicely.
You point that thing at me and you're dead.
Feel free to strip off if the mood takes you. I don't mind nudity in my work as long as I can justify it on artistic grounds. Right, I'll go and get the rest of my gear.
What gear?
This is very good of you, Jane, putting me up like this.
What?
I mean, there we were, having a giggle at Chad's message on the answer phone. Hey? And suddenly you announce I can billet myself with you. You could have knocked me down with a feather.
Mind if I move my toothbrush out first, bitch?
He is not moving in.
No, there's no need to explain, love, if that's how you want to play it. Be warned, though. From now on, I take no prisoners.
Oh, don't brood on those reviews, Chadsey love. There's no such thing as bad publicity. Are you sure about this, Jane? I mean, it's one thing to make the offer out of a sense of guilt.
Guilt?
Because my campaigning on your behalf helped to get me the sack.
No, it didn't. Well, not much. Anyway, who asked you to get involved?
Well, there's gratitude.
But they can't have repossessed your house already. Who's your building society? The SAS?
But the place is falling about my ears. The builder's going to have to gut it. It's going to take months, apparently.
Months? I said I'd put you up for a few weeks and only in the caravan.
Oh, so you do remember making the offer?
Look, yeah! Caravan after a house, it'll be a bit of a culture shock. And it's not even my caravan. I'm just looking after it for
you. Oh, so I'll have to live in the house then?
Yes. No. I mean, you don't want to live here. What about your friends?
What friends? You soon find out who your friends are when you're consigned to life scrap heap.
Well, you can't stay here. It's inconvenient.
Inconvenient? Oh, I'm sorry. Being an unemployed social leper with an uninhabitable house is a bit inconvenient for me.
You really have got a nerve, you know. You turn up here out of the blue and calmly announce you're moving in. Well, it's just not on.
Oh, I see. So the gloves are off. Now it's let's kick the loser Hitchcock while he's down.
No. I'd rather keep this civilised if it's all the same to you. Look, Roy, could you do me a very great favour and just piss off?
And the award for best loser goes to... Roy Hitchcock.
I'd just like to thank my parents. They never gave me any pocket money. I'd like to thank my teachers for beating me senseless, my educational psychologist, truancy counsellor. I'd also like to thank Phil, Mad Jack and Jez, who kicked me out of the band. Thanks, too, to all the prospective employers who never gave me a job. And then a special big thank you to all the women who've rejected me. Too numerous to mention here. Thanks, girls. Finally, I'd like to thank my bank manager, who never gave me a loan, and my estate agent, who introduced me to the concept of negative equity. Not forgetting the dentist, who bungled my bridge work, and the surgeon, who amputated the wrong toe. Oh, yeah, and all my burglars, who rendered me uninsurable. Where's everybody gone?
I don't know how you can stand here and calmly watch tiles falling off your house.
It all seems so unimportant somehow.
Well, you can't just let your house fall down, love.
Houses. We mortgage our lives away to them. We don't even own them till we're too old to care.
I had an uncle who lived in a disused pillbox. It was a spitting image of Captain Pugwash.
Why do people do it? Why do they actually want to be part of the property-owning democracy?
They knocked it down in the end. Put up a B&Q where it used to be. He'd take his revenge by relieving himself in their bathroom accessory section.
Mark my words, Wynne. Property is the flagship of the materialism that runs like a lava flow of putrescent corrosion through our society. There goes another one.
You're not spending another night in there, Lev. It's a death trap. You'll have to move in with me while the builder sort it out.
With you?
Yes, then you'll be my living babysitter.
Well, I couldn't possibly move in with you.
Why not?
Because... I'd have to listen to all the banging and hammering from my place.
Well, I'll have to listen to it as well. As if it isn't bad enough listening to your Steel Eye Span album.
Seriously, Wynne, I've already got a place. Well, as good as.
Where?
Where?
That's what I said.
Well, I'm spoilt for choice, actually. It's just a question of drawing up a shortlist.
Oh, I see. I didn't realise you were so popular.
On the other hand, I might travel a bit.
Travel?
Yeah, backpack round the country. Live off the berries of the hedgerow. Sleep under the stars.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, love. The countryside's changed. It's not as safe as it used to be.
Oh, look at his little fingers. You hold him, Caroline.
I think I'll pass, Shula.
And I thought I'd never ever have a baby of my own.
Excuse me, Mrs.
Oh, look, Caroline. He's trying to talk.
Look, I think there's been some mistake.
I thought I might enter him in the Boots Best Baby competition. What shall I call him, I wonder?
Look, Shula, you've been under a lot of pressure since Mark's accident.
What about Mark, Philip, David, Kent and Tony? After Mark and my entire family?
Look, I'm not your baby, I'm a hobo. I was backpacking through Ambridge when... Well, everything suddenly went black. The next thing I remember was waking up here.
I'm glad I had a baby when I did. I know Mum's been worried about my state of mind since Mark's accident.
She's worried because when you said you were having a baby, she didn't think you meant you were going to kidnap a backpacker and pass him off as your baby.
Well, Mark, Philip, David, Kenton, Tony, what shall I do tonight? I know. I'll listen to my Vangelis CD.
Oh, no, not Vangelis again.
And as a special treat, I'm going to let you stay up and listen to it with me, as long as you're not a naughty, ungrateful baby and try to run away. You won't, will you? Mark, Philip, David, Kenton, Tony. Because I've had other babies who've done that, you know. I've had to punish them by locking them in the cellar.
Oh, Shula.
I've been meaning to come over for weeks. I suppose I've been putting it off because of the message I left on your answer phone.
Ah, yes, the message.
You see, Jane, when I said I love you, well, I didn't actually mean I love you. Good heavens, I'm a happily married woman.
A happily married woman?
I'm sorry?
You said you were a happily married woman.
Did I? What I meant was that I'm married to a happily married woman. Oh, Lord, I'm making a complete hash of this.
Why don't you start again, Colin? Without gender reassignment this time.
Good idea. The thing is, Jane, how could I love you? It's all too silly for words.
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it was silly to love you as another human being.
Absolutely. How could anyone love me as another human being?
I think what I was trying to say to your answer phone, that is, was that I loved you as a colleague. And I was giving expression to the sense of loss I felt having to temporarily suspend you like that. And, of course, the larger loss I'd feel when I took early retirement. Not to mention the strange emotional state induced in me by...
By what?
By having my teeth capped. Goodness, where's all that commotion coming from?
A Gestalt therapist's moved in next door.
That's one of his clients, is it?
Nope, that's the Gestalt therapist. Sorry. Very old joke.
Anyway, I want to make it up to you. I want to show you a part of myself that you've never seen before. A very private part of myself.
Look, Colin, there's absolutely no need...
My mind's made up. You see, Jane, in all the years we worked together, I've never once shown you this part of me. And that makes the part of me that you can see feel a bit bogus.
I assure you it doesn't look bogus. The part I can see, that is.
But this other part of me will forever retain its otherness unless it can stop being other. It must be allowed to come out into the light and integrate itself with the rest of me.
Does it really have to come out, Colin?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid it does. I want to share it so that it ceases being other. Jane, will you give me an hour of your time and come with me on a short journey? Will you let me show you this other Colin Say?
That producer egged me on. Peer group pressure. He knew I didn't want the others thinking I was a pansy.
Quite.
He went round playing us all off against one another. Attenborough, Bellamy, Pettifer.
So, to what do we owe the pleasure?
That shot of me running Starkers up White Lady's Road was taken out of context, apart from being gratuitous titillation. That lot in documentaries would get me to nick a blind man's guide dog.
Did they get you to do that?
Anyway, the reason I'm here... Well, I was down here opening a supermarket and I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone. Not literally, of course. We natural history people don't kill animals. We just stand around and watch animals kill animals.
In the supermarket?
No, no, that was... Never mind. The thing is, Mrs. Churchill... Angela? I gather I'm going to be your guest speaker at prize-giving.
Are you? Well, I'm afraid I don't know anything about that. I'm new here, you see.
Of course, if you've already got someone else.
Oh, don't say you want to cancel.
No, 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 no. Provided I'm not out on a recce that day, I'll have to check my diary, of course.
Oh, I'm sure we can facilitate something. Wouldn't want to pass up an opportunity like this. I gather we usually have to make do with...
Any old dross?
I'm told we had some local journalists speaking last year. It wasn't a success by all accounts.
Roy Hitchcock.
I've heard that name somewhere else recently. Oh, yes, Jane Callahan's friend. You know him too?
Oh, yes. I know Roy.
Oh. So why did Colin Say ask you? You're not an old boy, are you?
He knows me through Jane.
You know Jane too?
Mm.
As well as this Roy Hitchcock. What an incestuous little world I've stumbled into.
I know Jane's very keen for me to be guest speaker this year, and I wouldn't want to disappoint her.
All right, I'm coming. All right.
Jeez, all right. Ah, your roof tile, I believe. Who'd have thought such a little tile could have smashed so many milk bottles?
Bloody hell!
I hope you've got your wallet handy, because unlike my milk float, my fist is aerodynamically designed to travel from 0 to 60 in 0.5 of a second.
Actually, I think I'm covered in my insurance.
Oh, I'd pay up now if I were you. Look what happened to Ben-Hur when he tried to disclaim responsibility for his loose tile.
Shortly, we will go into battle. Some of you, perhaps all of you, will have the honor of dying for Caesar.
Excuse me, I think there's been some mistake.
Silence, Ken!
No, you see, this tile fell off my roof and hit a Unigate milk float. I thought it'd probably just be a fine.
Ouch!
You have a fine body, oarsman.
Oh, thanks very much.
Not you! You have the body of a spavin stout. The general was talking to Ben Hur.
So tell me, Ben, have you thought about driving chariots in Rome?
So, what did you think, Jane?
I thought it was a very moving ceremony. I'm really glad you shared it with me.
Oh, you know, I feel so much better for having shown you this side of myself. More complete. And completeness, oneness, is an essential tenet of our belief system.
So you're a druid.
I've had more time to devote to the paperwork since I took early retirement. There's a lot of paperwork involved in being a druid, you know.
I thought you officiated with great panache.
Oh, it's just like taking assembly, really.
Particularly that invocation to, who was it again?
Brigid, the goddess of fire.
That's her.
Most of our goddesses are female, you see, Jane. Nature is female, after all. Christianity divorced us from the female in nature.
Did it?
I mean, look at these hills. What do you see?
Well,
I see flow, sinuosity, elemental woman. Those two hummocks over there resemble nothing so much
as... I think I've got the picture, Colin.
As long as I've convinced you that we druids are as normal as anyone else.
I don't suppose Bridget could do a bit of extracurricular incineration for me, could she?
I'm sorry?
I've just seen Chad. Now, what do you want?
Let's have some hush, you noisy tart. I'm talking to my agent. Look, you tell Charlie Dance I narrate my own shows. It was the same with Tony Bloody Hopkins. He was desperate to do the voiceover for Chad Mann's World of Animals. Bloody actors.
Charles Dance, eh?
There is nothing more pathetic than a full-grown man pretending to talk to his agent on his mobile phone.
Hmm. A smidgen of pate de foie gras, anyone? It's from a well-wisher. A lady well-wisher. Young Roy's right, you know. There is no such thing as bad publicity.
I assume you've come for your toothbrush.
I've come to tell you you'll be seeing a lot more of me, you treacherous bitch.
Along with the rest of the nation, you mean?
I'm going to be guest speaker at prize-giving.
What?
Oh, that's marvellous, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Blame him, then. He was the one who asked me.
Did you, Colin?
I do seem to remember a hasty exchange at the school gates.
And your successor is more than happy to have confirmed the booking.
I'm sure your speech will be an improvement on Roy Hitchcock's.
Even hemorrhoids would be an improvement on that buffoon's exertions. In fact, I might have one or two things to say about him in my speech. Not just him, either.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I? I'm playing hardball now, love.
Could I borrow your mobile?
Why?
Don't worry. I won't throw it in the stinging nettles.
You've just thrown my mobile in the stinging nettles.
I've decided to use my own.
You can bloody help me look for it now.
Look for it yourself.
Oh.
I'd better be making tracks, Jane.
Who are you phoning?
A buffoon of my acquaintance. Roy, it's Jane. The caravan's yours whenever you want to move in.
What?
Good. Well, I look forward to being your draconian landlady then. Bye.
You mean you told him to sling his hook too, along with me?
That's right, but I've changed my mind. Chad Mann's not the only one who plays hardball, you see.
I'll be off then.
You're doing this to taunt me.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, too obvious. You're doing it to taunt him.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, you're doing it to taunt us both.
Maybe I'm doing it to taunt you both. Maybe I'm not doing it to taunt you both.
Bitch.
You haven't brought much stuff. I assume that means you're not planning on staying long.
Well, it really is going to be a bit of a marathon, I'm afraid.
Right. So you'll be going back for the rest?
No, no, this is it. Possessions are press, you see, Jane. I'm going to live minimally while I'm here.
Oh, what does that involve, exactly, living minimally?
Don't worry. I'll live minimally in the caravan and not in here. I'll respect your space. I'm very good at respecting space. If I see space, I just respect it.
I'm sure.
And you needn't worry about me, you know.
What?
Well, I promise I won't use our geographical closeness to get closer in other ways.
I'm relieved to hear it.
Our relationship's changed now. We're landlady and tenant, and that precludes any, you know.
I suppose it does.
And if you find it difficult to think of me as a tenant, then try thinking of me as the son who stays in a parental nest too long.
Oh, you reckon our relationship's as healthy as that, do you, Roy?
Besides, there's Chad, isn't
there? Chad's got nothing to do with this.
Somebody wants to say that. Sometimes I feel like a pawn in a power game played out by you two. Oh,
that's just silly.
I mean, what if you both get together again? You do have a history, after all.
Precisely. That's all Chad is to me now. History.
Oh. Well, in that case, look, if at any time you need a shoulder to cry on, I don't mind you invading my space.
Oh, no. I think I should respect your space, too. You in your caravan, me in the house. Well, this is it. It's a bit minimal too, I'm afraid.
So I see.
Oh, I'll move the bike later.
It's great. I feel like a new age traveller living in here.
You won't be able to travel far. Tyres are flat. I only move it when the sludge lorry comes.
A sludge lorry?
Well, it can't get to the sump unless we move the caravan.
Oh, it's got its own sump then.
Well, not your sump, my sump. You'll have to use the outside loo.
Oh, well, never mind.
Oh, that's your bucket, by the way, in case you can't make it to the loo in time.
What's this?
A kangaroo's scrotum. It's Chad's, I hasten to add.
Yeah. I'll take good care of my new home, Jane. I'm very clean, you know.
Are you, Roy?
Yes, yes. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Now, at last, the video of his best-selling album, Ma Hitchcock's Greatest Platitudes, including all his old favourites.
A stitch in time saves nine.
And
red sky at night, shepherd's delight.
And
cleanliness is next to godliness.
Not forgetting his all-time greatest hit.
Property is the flagship of a materialism that runs like a lava flow of putrescent corrosion through our society.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
That's right.
I haven't made a terrible mistake, have I, Roy?
In The Older Woman by Tony Bagley, Martin Clunes was Roy and Geraldine James, Jane. Nikki Henson played Chad, David Troughton, Colin, Rebecca Front, Mrs. Churchill and Sue Roderick, Wynne. Other parts were played by Simon Treves and Melanie Hudson. The music was composed by Julian Wostel and the theme sung by Toya Wilcox. The producer was Paul Schlesinger.